请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续学习何西阿书的第二章。
We're going to continue to study Hosea chapter 2.
这里是谈到，我们今天早上有谈到哥妹啊，他离开了何西阿。
This morning we talked about how Gomer left Hosea.
啊，随从情人。
And she went after her lovers.
啊，因为她可以得到一些现实上的一些利益。
Because she felt she could receive some goods from her lovers.
啊，以色列民呢，他们离开神去拜巴利。
In the same way, the Israelites left God to worship Baal.
因为他们以为他们一些收获是巴利啊。这个偶像给他们的
because they felt that their harvest and their income was given to them by this idol Baal.
其实是神的赏赐
but in truth it was God's gift to them.
因为他们不认识神，忘记了神的恩
because they didn't know God and they forgot God's grace.
所以神就挡住他们的道路啊，让他们不能够亨通
So God hedged up their way so that they could not find their paths.
所以有时候。神借着一些困难的事情啊，啊，临到人，有时候是对人的一种提醒。
So sometimes when people run into difficult times, sometimes it is a warning to that person.
诗篇里面说啊，当我们平安顺利的时候，有时候我们走迷了路。
In Psalms it says sometimes when we are in peace, we will get lost.
所以神让我们遭遇到一些愁苦。
So we will face some affliction.
而让我们在苦难当中能够静下来思想
and then in our affliction we can quiet our hearts and meditate
而然后我们可以在思想当中啊回归向神
and then in our meditation we can return to God
我们看诗篇119篇
let's turn to Psalm 119
67节
Psalm 119 verse 67
诗篇119篇67节
Psalm 119 verse 67
我未受苦以前走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。71节
，verse 71。
我受苦是以我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。所以，也说我们偏离了神的道啊，神就阻挡我们，让我们不顺利。
So sometimes when we go astray, God blocks our path so that things aren't smooth.
在苦难当中啊，我们安静下来思想，重新归向神。
And then in our affliction, we can meditate, think again, and return back to God.
所以苦难啊，有时候是神给我们的一种教师。
So sometimes affliction is like our teacher.
以赛亚书里面说，神有时候把水、把艰难困苦当作水跟饼。
In Isaiah, it says that the Lord sometimes gives us affliction like bread and water.
但是啊，我们的教师啊，没有隐藏。
But our teacher is not hidden from us.
艰难啊，困苦啊，有时候神给我们的一种教导的老师。
So difficulties, afflictions, these are all sometimes teachers for us.
传道书里面说啊，我们的一生当中。
In Ecclesiastes, it tells us in our lives.
有时候会遇到平安顺利的环境。
Sometimes when we are prosperous and peaceful.
有时候也会遇到逆境挫折。
We may face also some difficulties.
说神让这两样事情啊，交互出现在我们的眼前。
And the Bible says that these two types of situations are before our eyes.
那我们知道啊，我们人没有办法掌握我们自己的命运。
It's to tell us that we are not in control of our lives.
所以平安顺利的环境，我们应当感谢神。
So in peace and prosperity, we ought to be joyful and give thanks.
因为到逆境挫折的时候，我们就要安静思想。
And if we are afflicted, then we should quiet ourselves and consider.
啊，我们要借着这样的环境啊，来知道。神掌管我们人的一生
And through our environment, we can learn that God controls our lives.
所以神让这个以色列民遭遇到困难
So here, the Israelites face troubles.
是要让他们呢，知道他们已经偏离了神
And that's to let them know that they had gone astray from God.
目的要让他们能够从苦难当中啊，能够归回
And the purpose was that in their affliction, they can return to God.
我们看回来这个何西阿书的第二章
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 2.
所以神说啊， 你既然认为这个五谷新酒是巴力给你的。
It says that you thought that the grain, new wine, and oil was from Baal.
所以二章第九节。
So verse 9.
因此到了收割的时候啊，出酒的时候，我要将我的五谷新酒收回，也必将他应当的周体的羊毛跟麻得回。所以这个食物啦、啊，要做衣服的。啊、这个本来是神赏赐的。
So what we eat, what we wear, these are originally given to us by God.
主耶稣说啊，神给我们生命，知道我们必须要饮食。
And the Bible also says that the Lord gives us our life, and we should know that we should hide ourselves.
主耶稣神给我们身体呀、啊，知道我们要穿的衣服。
And God gave us our bodies so that we also know that we should wear clothes.
所以我们一个敬畏神的人，不必为生活忧虑。
So, for those who worship God, we should not worry for the needs of our
lives. 生活当中所需用的，神就会赐福给你，让你充足。
Because God will grant us the necessities that we need.
啊，但是当他们离开了神以后啊。
But once the Israelites left God.
神说要把五谷新酒要把它收回。
He says that I will take back my wool and my linen and
my
new wine.
把羊毛麻把它夺去。
I will also take away my grain.
因为你既然不承认这是神的赏赐啊，
because、
所以神就要把它收回。
Because you don't recognize that this is originally from given to you by God, so God will take it away.
所以我们有时候不晓得感恩啊，会失掉很多神的恩典。
So if we don't know how to be thankful, to be grateful, sometimes we lose out on the grace of God.
我们越晓得感恩啊，神的恩典会越多。
And if we are continuously thankful, then God's grace will be more upon us.
啊，所以因为他们不晓得感恩啊，所以惹起神的愤怒。
So because they were ungrateful, they also
农产欠收啊，衣食缺乏。
They also stirred up God's wrath so that they would always be in lack.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
先看十一节，先看十一节。
Verse 11 first.
我也必使他的宴乐节期月寿安息日，并他一切的大会都主席了。本来以色列人他们有节期。
Originally, the Israelites had feasts.
啊，这是他们啊欢乐啊敬拜神、向神献祭、感恩的日子。
And these were days that they could be joyful, give thanks, and offer sacrifices to God.
所以一年里面有七个节期。
So in one year, they had seven feasts.
啊，每年有三次啊，都要到圣殿里面去拜神。
And three of those feasts, they would have to go to the temple to worship God.
所以全民在那边啊，守节宴乐啊，啊，大家非常欢乐。
So the whole people of Israel will gather together and rejoice in the Lord.
啊，现在惹起神的愤怒啦，所以神就要让他们这宴乐主席。
But now they stirred up God's wrath, so here God will cause their mirth to cease.
因为他们将要被掳到外邦啊，根本没有办法继续享受在神家里面的安欢乐。
Because they're soon to be captured by foreigners, and they won't be able to be able to worship freely anymore. Verse 12.
我也必毁坏他的葡萄树和无花果树，因为他说啊，这是我所爱的所赏赐的。所以神说啊，我必使这些树变为荒林，为田野的走兽所吃。十三节。
Verse 13。
我必追讨他数日给巴力烧香的罪。那时他佩戴耳环和别样的装饰，随从所爱的，却忘记了我。这是神所说的。啊，这表示他们要被掳了。
Here describes that they are soon to be captured and exiled.
所以神要让他们土地荒凉。
So he's going to cause the fields to be wild.
他们要在外邦的地方受苦，受人家的羞辱。
And they will be punished and become the shame for other people.
不过在苦难当中啊，神还要让他们得到复兴。
But in their suffering, they will once again be restored.
啊，当然这个复兴啊，已经过来一个朝代了。
And of course, after the restoration will happen after many generations.
他们被掳了以后啊，经过一百多年以后啊，到536年的时候啊，以色列民才归回。
So the Israelites, the northern kingdom, were exiled, and after a hundred or so years, they returned to their land in 536.
在后面的地方会谈到说啊， 他们有的人呢、求告亚述，求告那个埃及，最后啊，有的遭遇到很不好的遭遇。
And when we see other scriptures, they sought for help from Egyptians or the Assyrians, and it was no use.
在外邦受苦以后啊，他们的下一代啊，他们醒悟过来，才归回。
And when they were exiled, their next generations finally returned back to God, so they were able to be restored.
十节以下就是他们要复兴的一些预言。
Verse 15 and onward is prophecies concerning the restoration.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。
Verse 14 and 15.
这个把他带到那个旷野啊，旷野就是操练的地方。
So I will bring her into the wilderness. Wilderness is a place of training.
所以以色列人出埃及以后，在旷野40年，然后再回到。
We know the Israelites, after leaving Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before they can go to the land of Canaan.
所以以色列民要被带到一个地方啊，好像旷野一样都受操练。
So here, the northern kingdom will also be brought into the wilderness for training.
启示录里面呢，常常说啊，这个神的教会啊，也要被带到旷野去。
In Revelation, it also talks about how the church needs to go into the wilderness.
因为这个旷野就是一个操练的一个地方。
The wilderness is a spiritual place, a spiritual training.
像十二章说啊，有一个妇人呢。
For example, Revelation 12 talks about a woman.
身披入头啊，脚踏月亮。
And she was clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet.
带十二星的冠冕。
And on her head was a garland of 12 stars.
那个就是神的教会了。
This represents the church of God.
因为她披戴入头就是公义的，入头就是耶稣基督嘛。
Because she was clothed with the Son, this represents that she is clothed with Jesus Christ.
她能够胜过这个黑暗的势力，脚踏月亮。
She can overcome darkness, so
还有十二星的冠冕。
Her feet was shod with the moon.
另外有一个大红龙啊，说要吃那个妇人所生下的孩子。
And then later there was a great red dragon who wanted to consume the child from the woman.
妇人要生孩子就表示信徒啊，要经过磨练啊，成熟啊，变成一个长大成熟的信徒。
And the woman giving child, giving birth to a child is likened to this training, to be molded.
这些训练完成了的信徒啊，就被带到神的面前了，在那边昼夜侍奉神。
And once these members are trained and perfect, they can go before God to praise and glorify God.
所以魔鬼就对他们没有什么办法，因为他们已经成熟完全了。
So Satan actually has no power over these believers because they are perfect.
撒旦无论用什么方法，对他们已经没有作用了。
Satan could not do anything against them.
但是那个还没有灵性还没有成熟的圣徒啊，说就要被带到旷野的地方。
But for those who were not perfect in their faith, it says that they will be brought to the wilderness.
神为他们预备一个地方啊，在那边操练他们。
And God will prepare a place for them for training.
一直达到成熟的地步。
Until they have reached perfection.
所以这个旷野啊，是主的圣徒要被操练的地方。
So the wilderness represents a place where the saints of God will be trained.
对于当时的以色列人来讲啊，就是被亚述国啊，把他们掳到外邦的地方去。
For Israel, the northern kingdom here, it represents how they will be exiled into Assyria.
所以他们在那个苦难当中操练。
So they will be trained in that kind of.
他们看到满地都是苦相，后来就感到很厌烦。
They will be trained in that wilderness, and everywhere all they see is idols. And
所以他们归回的时候，就把所有的偶像都弃绝掉了。
And they will feel very annoyed by all these idols. So when they return, they would forsake all these idols.
所以当他们经过了这个旷野操练以后啊，神再把他们从那里再把他们带出来。
So after they go through the wilderness, God will take them out of there.
十五节说啊。
Verse 15.
神把他们带出来以后，再把葡萄园赐给他们。
It says, "I will give her her vineyards from there."
又赐给他们雅各谷啊，作为指望的门。
And also the valley of Achor as a door of hope.
我们知道这个雅各啊，就是雅干被用石头打死的地方。
The valley of Achor is actually the place where Achan was stoned to death.
这是在耶利哥城啊南边啊一个山谷。
This is a valley to the south of the city of Jericho.
亚干啊，因为违背神的命令啊， 所以后来用石头把他打死掉。
Because Achan trespassed against God's commandment, later he was stoned to death.
雅各的意思就是连累。
And Achan means,
就是牵连到别人了，因为他犯了罪，所以连累到整个以色列百姓。
Means,
连带的影响到以色列百姓。
Means that it will influence all the people of Israel.
所以他们征战失败啊，神不同在，就死了很多人。
And so because of his sin, God did not abide with him, so the Israelites were defeated.
所以这个雅各谷啊，成为一个苦难的谷。
So the valley of Achor is actually a very bitter place.
虽然这个苦难的地方啊，现在要变成一个指望之门。
But that place now will become a door of hope.
所以因为他们以前啊，离开了神犯罪，所以让他们受苦。
So before, because of sin, they suffered.
现在经过了熬炼以后，他们悔改归向神了。
But now, after suffering and repentance, they are restored to God.
神就安慰他们，重新是给他们福气。
So God will comfort them and also once again give them blessings.
让他们重新得到指望。
And they can once again have this hope.
所以那个时候他们就可以跟神对应。
And then they can also be able to converse with God.
所以这里讲到说他们就应声跟幼年的时候一样这那个小字中文小字的写说歌唱
So here it says that she shall sing there as in the days of her youth
所以神向他们呼唤他们都对应神的话
So God can speak to them and they can respond to his speaking
因为他们重新得到神的接纳重新蒙福
Because they have once again been accepted by a God and are restored to him
好像起初神从埃及地把他们带出来脱离那个奴隶的生活
Just like in the days of her youth when they escaped Egypt the land of bondage and slavery
可以因为看到神的拯救欢呼
So when they once again see God's salvation they can rejoice
他们又回到这个迦南地是神所祝福的一个流奶与蜜之地
And they can once again go back to the land of Canaan the blessed land filled of milk and honey
他们可以在美地上生活
So they can once again live again in this beautiful land
经过了熬炼以后神赦免他们的过犯重新得到盼望
So after this training and molding they will be restored and God will once again bless them
十六节说神说那个日子你必称呼我以斯不再称呼我巴利
Verse 16 And it shall be in that day says the Lord that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master
这个以斯就是丈夫现在以色列百姓称神为丈夫
In the original Hebrew, is Ishi, which means my husband.
这个巴利的意思就是主人。
And the Hebrew, Bali, means my master.
也就是说他们现在已经改变跟神之间的关系不是主人跟仆人的关系。
So it represents a change in relationship. It's no longer a master-servant relationship.
而是夫妻之间亲密的关系。
But it's a very intimate husband and wife relationship.
而是很亲密彼此的相爱。
It's a very intimate mutual love.
所以这个做妻子的称自己的丈夫说你现在是我的丈夫了。
So now they will say, you will call me my husband.
以色列人重新成为神的妻子
So the Israelites once again are the bride of God
他们跟神之间有一个很密切的夫妻的关系
And they have a very intimate relationship like that of spouses
所以不是做仆人而是做神的妻子
So no longer are they servants but they are like a wife
这是归回以后的亲密的关系
This is the prophecy of when they are restored
他说要从百姓当中把那个巴利的名号把它除掉他们不再提起了
Verse 17 says that they shall not remember the name of Baal no longer
所以这有那个双重的意义
This has a double meaning
就一方面他们回归向神所以把一些偶像巴利统统把他们除掉根本就不提起了。
On one hand, when they are restored, they will cast away all their idols and Baal will never be mentioned again.
让他们专心的归向神。
So that they can diligently return to God.
他说当那日我必为我的名、啊、然而跟田地的主兽空中的飞鸟地上的昆虫、啊、立约、
Verse 18 In that day I will make with them a covenant with the beasts, the birds, and the creeping things of the ground
还有在国中折断弓刀主席征战
And bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth
所以他们因为人犯罪以后啊所以有时候大地连带受咒诅
Because of the sin, sometimes man was cursed because of the beasts.
所以在罗马书第八章里面说，一切受造之物啊，都浮在虚空当中。
And so in Romans chapter 8, it says how all the beasts of the earth are in servitude to God.
所以他们也是盼望啊，神的儿子啊显现出来啊，众圣徒啊能够得救赎。
And so they all also wants to be the people of God and to be restored to God.
因为那个时候万物复兴啊，所以他们也要脱离败坏的辖制。
So they will, everything will become anew. So they will forsake their old ways.
所以神要跟百姓啊重新立约。
So there will be a new covenant with them.
啊，也要跟地上的飞鸟、空中的野兽全重新立约。
And also a new covenant with the beasts and the birds.
我们看到那个挪亚的世代也是一样啊。
When we look at Noah's generation,
因为本来的世代啊，罪恶很重啊，所以被洪水毁灭掉了。
Because of the weight of sin of that generation, eventually the flood came upon the earth.
啊，洪水以后啊，神就跟挪亚一家跟那些动物啊重新立约。
And once the earth was destroyed, a new covenant was made with Noah and also the beasts of the field.
神不再用洪水啊啊把人灭掉了。
And he made a promise not to destroy the earth like this anymore.
啊，所以用一个彩虹做记号。
So he used a rainbow to be a sign of this covenant.
啊，这是洪水以后啊，神跟人的立约。
So this was the covenant after the great flood.
啊，百姓归回以后啊，神也跟大地的万物重新立约。
And once the Israelites are restored, there will also be a new covenant with the people and the earth.
啊，所以要在国中啊，把那个弓刀啊，把它折断啊，啊，让征战主席。
It also says that bow and sword of battle will be shattered, so there will no longer be wars.
所以让百姓可以安然休息啊。
So that the people can lie down safely.
实际上，这是属灵上的一种预言。
This is a prophecy of the spiritual realm.
啊，这是在弥赛亚的王国，在神的教会里面才能够真正实现。
And this can truly be fulfilled in the kingdom of Messiah, the kingdom of God.
我们看以赛亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
从第六节到第九节。
Verses 6 through 9.
以赛亚书十一章第六节
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6
说豺狼要跟绵羊羔同居豹子与山羊羔同卧少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群小孩子要牵引他们牛必与熊同食牛犊必与小熊同卧狮子必吃草与牛一样吃奶的孩子玩耍在肥蛇的洞口
verse 8
断奶的婴孩按锁在毒蛇的穴上在我圣山的遍处一切不伤人不害物因为认识神的知识要充满遍地好像水充满洋海一般、啊、这个主咒末世的救恩、啊、实现
Here it talks about the salvation of the last days has appeared
所以在神的圣山、啊、神的教会里面、啊万物是非常的和谐的。
So in God's holy mountain, the true church of God, everything is very peaceful.
好像当初的伊甸园的生活一样。
It's kind of like returning back to the life of Eden.
所有的万物啊，非常的和睦相处。
All creatures of the earth are very peaceful.
所以本来有些好像豺狼、狮子、毒蛇。
So here, even though you see lions and cobras,
啊，但是借着神的道。啊、感化他们就改变了
But through the word of God, they have changed their character.
啊、所以跟那个婴孩啦、弱小的、 人若晓得百姓啊，他们可以生活在一起。
And so the child shall play with the cobra's by the cobra's hole.
还能够和平相处，相安无事。
The young ones shall lie down together with these beasts.
好，所以就是神的国啊，复兴啊，真正要达到的一个目标。
So this is the restoration of God's kingdom, and it has achieved its final goal.
啊，看回来这个何西阿书的2章19节。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 2, verse 19.
说神说，我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我。也要以诚实聘你归我，你就认识我耶和华。神对以色列人说，我要重新聘你当作我的妻子。Here
God says that I will betroth you to me forever.
用公义、慈爱、怜悯啊。 来接纳这个以色列人成为他永远的妻,
In righteousness, justice, loving kindness, and mercy, he will accept the Israel as his eternal bride.
神又要重新赐福把万物啊赐给他们,
and he will also give all things to them again.
所以神说我要应允天啊天应允地啊所以就可以地就生出啊 五谷新酒油,
so that's why he says, I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth with grain, new wine, and oil.
所以百姓就可以安然的在这个美地上，在那边居住，享受神所赏赐的各样福分。
And the people of God can then peacefully dwell in this place and receive the blessings of God.
所以本来被神拒绝的，不蒙怜悯的。
So the people who were once forsaken now have been forgiven.
本来被拒绝的说不是我百姓的，现在神接纳他们，说你们就是我的百姓。
So those that were said they're not my people are now my people.
所以众民呢都承认说你是我们的神。
And then they shall say you are my God.
这是以色列民受苦。 被掳以后，神给他们带来的盼望。
This is the hope that God is bringing to the Israelites after they are exiled.
所以以色列人离开神啊，让他们亡国被掳。
So the Israelites indeed sinned against God and they were exiled.
借着亚述跟犹大来管教他们。
And so they were controlled by Assyria and also Judah.
事实上这也是神的爱啊。
This was actually God's love towards them.
我们看耶利米书29章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
耶利米书29章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
神主所说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典。 使你们能回此地，11节。神说：“我知道，我向你们所怀的意念啊，是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们在末后有指望。”12节。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。13节。你们要寻求我，若专心寻求啊，就必寻见。 所以神说啊，让以色列百姓受苦啊，这个不是降灾祸的意念，是赐平安的意念。So
here, God says that the punishment that the Israelites received are actually thoughts of peace and not of evil.
所以虽然管教惩罚啊，是要让他们呢，能够将来能够归回啊，重新得到希望。And
though the punishment was harsh, it was for the intention that they can return back to God.
所以有时候我们遇到患难的时候啊，我们不要埋怨神。So
when we face affliction, we shouldn't complain against God.
有时候我们要去寻求啊，查验神的旨意。Sometimes
we need to ask and seek for the will of God.
当我们明白神的旨意，归向神的时候，And
when we understand the will of God and return to God,
啊，神就为我们开路。
Then God will open a way for us.
神就把更多的福气啊赐给我们。
And then He will once again give us many blessings.
所以说啊，患难对我们是有益的。
So affliction is good for us.
因为没有患难的时候啊，有时候我们就走迷了路。
Because without affliction, sometimes we will go astray.
但是借着苦难，让我们回头归向神。
And God uses suffering to help us to return back to Him.
让我们跟神之间呢，有更亲密的属灵关系。
And then once again, we can have a closer spiritual relationship with God.
我们再看第三章。
Let's now go into Hosea chapter 3.
三章。
Hosea chapter 3.
耶和华神对我说啊，你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，神还是爱他们。第二节
Verse 2,
我并用银子十五色克勒大麦一赫梅尔半外他归我。这神叫何西啊，再去娶淫妇啊。
Here, Hosea is commanded to, once again, love a woman, an adulterous woman.
那这个翻译一个原文是没有的。
And the original, so the original text doesn't say just a woman.
其实就是那个淫妇了，就是哥妹啊。
Actually, it's referring to Gomer, the
original woman. 因为这个哥妹啊，离开何西啊啊。跟着别人走
Because Gomer had already left Hosea and had followed after another lover.
她本来是想要得到一点利益。
Originally, she sought to gain some
benefits. 但是后来很可怜啊，就被卖啊，好像那个奴隶一样。
But unfortunately, she was sold kind of like a slave.
所以神就叫Hosea说，你再去啊，把她赎回来。
So here, the Lord commanded Hosea to go after her again.
所以何西阿就带了十五色克勒的银子，还有大麦一赫梅尔半。
So Hosea brought 15 shekels of silver and then one half homers of barley.
当时他们一个奴婢啊，他的价钱大概是三十块钱。
A slave could be bought for about 30 shekels.
像耶稣被卖二十块嘛，哈。
For example, Joseph was sold for 20 shekels.
因为耶稣才17岁啊。
Because he was only 17.
所以他哥哥啊，把他卖给那个以实玛利人，卖20块钱。
So his brother sold him into slavery for 20 shekels.
不过成人的那个奴仆啊，大概是30块。
But a grown adult is probably worth around 30 shekels.
这个哥妹啊，他是何西啊，用15色克勒。
So here, Gomer was bought for 15 shekels.
然后再加上大麦一赫梅尔半。
And then one and a half homers of barley.
有的说啊，大概相当也是十五克勒左右的钱呢。
So some people say that that's also worth about 15 shekels.
可以看到说啊，他那个时候已经沦落到好像奴仆啊、卑女的那一种境地。
So you can see how a tragic situation Gomer was. She was like a slave and bought as property.
已经没有什么指望了啊！但是何西啊又把她买回来。
It's as if she had no hope, but Hosea bought her once again.
何西啊对她说：“你当多日为我独居，不可行淫。”
Verse 3, Hosea said to her, "You shall stay with me many days. You should not play the harlot."
不可归给别人为妻。
Nor shall you have a man.
我也像你这样。
And I too will be towards you.
虽然呢、一个不守妇道的妇人呢、一直堕落啊但是我们看到这个先知啊，还是用爱心把她接纳回来。
So such an unruly woman became such a pitiful situation, but the husband Hosea still received her.
叫她独居呀、她同样的要爱她。
That they should be faithful to each other, and he will once again love her.
因为这个是象征以色列人。
And this is representing the children of Israel.
所以第四节说，以色列人也要多入独居。
So verse 4 says that the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince.
没有君王，没有首领。
Without kings or prince.
没有祭祀，没有柱像。
Without sacrifice or sacred pillar.
没有以无德，没有家中的神像。
Without ephod or teraphim.
这都是讲到以色列人要被掳了。
This is all talking about how the Israelites would be exiled.
你的国家亡掉了, 怎么还有君王还有首领?
Because if a country is exiled, how can there be they still have a king
or prince?
They also would not be able to sacrifice or worship God.
当然他们所拜的那些偶像柱像啊, 他们现在也都没有了。
And they also will no longer have any of their idols or other instruments of worship.
这个以无德啊, 就是本来在圣殿里面祭司穿的 服装啊,
and ephod is originally the garments that priests wore
啊, 来求问神的,
to inquire of God.
啊,现在他们要被掳到外邦啊, 他们要拜神的, 没有办法了。
But now that they will be exiled, they don't have any opportunity to worship God anymore.
当然没有办法到圣殿拜神, 也没有办法守各样的节期。
And because they cannot worship, they also cannot keep any of the feasts.
啊, 要相当长的一段时间啊,
so they will have a pretty devastating period of time.
所以他们在宗教上啊, 政治上啊, 都失掉了自由。
So they will lose both political and religious freedom.
啊, 所以在外邦啊, 啊, 这种旷野的操练啊, 就是这种王国的生活。
So the wilderness is such a place without a king or prince.
啊, 后来他们才在苦难当中啊, 归回。
And in their sufferings, they will return to God.
所以第五节说啊, 后来以色列人就要归回了。
So verse 5 says that afterward the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord.
啊,
this is not just talking about coming from being exiled and going back to their original land. It's also talking about how their hearts will return and seek the Lord. Originally they followed after foreign gods.
但是他们在苦难当中啊, 晓得回心转意啊, 归向神啊。
But now in their suffering, they realize they need to faithfully return back to God.
所以他们回来以后就寻求他们的神。
So they will inquire of God.
还寻求他们的王大卫。
And they will seek David, their king.
事实上啊, 大卫已经死掉好久了。
In truth, David had already died many years.
啊, 大卫啊的后裔啊, 就是要求救主, 就是弥赛亚。
But the descendants of David is supposed to be the Messiah.
所以他们回来以后，他们就盼望以色列拯救主耶稣基督的来到。
So when they return, they will put their hope in the Messiah, the coming of Jesus Christ.
因为他要坐在大卫的王位上来主掌王权，直到永远。
Because the Messiah will have the place of David to be ruler for the ages.
他说在末后的日子要用敬畏的心啊归向神啊领受他的恩惠。
And in these latter days they shall fear the Lord and his goodness.
所以这些都是主着以色列选民啊他们后来要归回也是谈到末世神的教会的复兴。
So this all talks about the restoration of Israel but also talks about the coming of the true church in the latter days.
我们继续看第四章。
Let's continue with chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
因为这个何西阿书里面啊, 大部分都主责以色列百姓他们的罪。
Because the majority of Hosea is talking about the sins of the Israel.
虽然有一些啊, 插在当中啊, 以色列要复兴的预言。
And peppered in between these sins as the prophecies of restoration.
但是对他们的罪恶的指责啊, 啊, 相当多啊。
But there's still a lot of punishment and sins in this book.
啊, 一直重复的出现。
And it often repeats itself.
所以第四章还是一样, 谴责以色列人的罪。
So chapter 4 is again God's accusation against Israel.
以色列人啊, 你们当听神的话, 神跟这地的居民啊, 争辩。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
因为这个地上啊, 没有诚实, 没有良善, 没有人认识神, 第二节。
Verse 2.
只有其假士, 不实行啊, 他们所承诺的话, 杀害偷盗奸淫, 行强暴, 杀人流血啊, 接连不断。 所以我们看到当时啊, 以色列人的社会啊, 在宗教上跟道德上都相当败坏。
So we see the society in Israel then was corrupted both in religion and also in morals.
我们知道这个道德的败坏往往就是因为不认识神啊,
We know when morals are corrupted, it's because people leave God. They don't know God any longer. So in Romans chapter 1, Paul said, says that everyone is under the wrath of God.
因为他们犯了不虔跟不义的罪。
Because they commit both unrighteous and wicked deeds.
啊，不虔啊，就是不晓得敬畏神。
And ungodly deeds refer to they don't know how to revere and honor God.
他们明明知道有神。
And though they know that God exists,
因为神把有关神的事情都写明在人的心里。
Because God has already put the thoughts of God in people's hearts.
所以借着神所造的万物啊，让人晓得神的永能跟神性。
And since creation, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen.
啊，那人却不把它当作神来敬拜。
But people didn't use this to understand and worship God.
所以神就让人啊产生一个啊。错误的心啊，啊去敬拜那些塑造之物。
So God allowed them to become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
啊，所以接下来就犯了很多道德上不义的一种罪。
And so later their deeds became very ungodly and wicked.
所以人因为不敬畏神就会产生很多很多道德上的不义。
Because they don't fear God, there's so many moral corruption that they will act.
说他们知道神判定行这样事的人是必死的。
So it says that those who do such deeds are worthy of punishment and death.
他们不但自己去行还乐于别人跟他们一起去行。
Not only do they perform this wickedness, but they also entice others to join them.
所以这个道德的败坏往往就是因为不敬畏神产生的。
So moral depravity comes from lacking the fear of God.
啊，所以整个以色列的社会就不敬畏神，而且道德相当败坏。
So similarly, the Israelites, their society also fell in their morals.
没有人存着诚实的心相对待。
No one treated each other in truth or honesty.
他们当中没有一点良善。
There was no goodness in them at all.
所以充满着杀害、偷盗、奸淫、强暴各样杀人流血的事情。
So we see this full of swearing, lying, killing, stealing, committing adultery.
所话的誓言都是假的。
And everything they spoke of was lies.
虽然跟人家讲好的话，后来他都不实现了。
So perhaps they had made a deal with someone, but then they don't honor their words.
所以神说要控诉这些犯罪悖逆的以色列百姓。
So God brings a charge against these inhabitants of Israel.
第三节
，verse 3，
因为他们犯了做这些罪所以整个大地就要悲哀。
Because they perform such wickedness, the land will mourn.
不包括所有的百姓。
Not only all the people.
田里的兽，空中的鸟都要衰微。
The beasts, birds, and fish will also be taken away.
海中的鱼也都要消灭。
And it's the same with the fish of the sea.
所以你看，因为罪所以整个大地连带受咒诅。
So because of sin, everywhere, everything was cursed.
各样的万物都遭殃。
All creatures were in the same fate.
那这个末世的时代也是一样。
This is the same with the last days.
因为我们人犯罪你看整个大地都受污染。
Because man has sinned greatly, everything is corrupted.
我们很稀奇小的时候都说小朋友出鱼脑筋会好。
When we were younger, we always told, if you're little, you should eat a lot of fish, your brains will be good.
我女儿怀孕的时候她说不敢吃鱼。
And then later on, when my daughter was pregnant, she said she didn't dare to eat fish.
后来我们才知道说很多的鱼类都受污染。
Because we know a lot of fish,are poisoned, actually.
所以整个大地真的是受污染了。
And so a lot of nature has already have polluted.
这个社会受咒诅整个受影响。
And because of man's sin, all of nature and all our environment has been influenced.
刚刚班护者说我们这一节到五点。
Before, the coordinator said our class will end at 5. 好。
所以我们还有十分钟。
So we have 10 more minutes.
那第四节。
Let's go to verse 4.
说人都不必争辩，不必互相指责。因为这名跟抗拒祭司的人一样。这一节有不一样的翻译。
Verse 4 has an alternate translation.
其实啊, 就是主的百姓啊, 啊, 他们犯罪, 受到谴责。
But ultimately, it's talking about how the people sinned and are receiving punishment.
啊, 祭司也是一样。
And it's the same with their priests.
啊, 神也是控告他们的罪。
And the Lord is accusing them of their sins.
所以在第五节以下, 都是讲到祭司啊, 没有尽到责任。
So verse 5 and onward are talking about how the priests did not fulfill their fundamental duties.
所以百姓啊, 受惩罚, 祭司也一样受惩罚。
So if the people are cursed, then the priests are also cursed.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
说你这个祭司啊, 要日间跌倒, 先知也必夜间与你一样的跌倒, 我必灭绝你的母亲啊, 所以祭司先知啊, 都没有尽到责任。
So the priests and prophets did not fulfill their responsibilities.
虽然他们在 办理属神的事情啊, 但是他们却违背神的律法。
Though they were supposed to keep the word of God, they actually rebelled against God's commandments.
所以以色列国啊, 要被灭绝。
So God's people will be destroyed.
你的母亲这主说以色列国要亡国。
And it says, I will destroy your mother, so that talks about how the kingdom of Israel will be destroyed.
第六节,
Verse 6.
我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡, 你去掉知识, 我必弃掉你的儿女, 弃掉你, 使你不再给我做祭司, 你既忘了你神的律法, 我也必忘记你的儿女。 这里讲到百姓无知灭亡。
Here it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
啊, 有一次在跟慕道主谈到的时候,
One time I was talking about the gospel with a visitor.
啊, 有的人就说啊, 有些人虽然信主啊, 啊, 但是他们道理啊, 传错了。
And sometimes some people believe in Jesus Christ, but the gospel they received is incorrect.
啊, 那些信徒啊, 受影响啊, 他们是出于无知的。
And some of the believers who preach this gospel to them,
啊, 既然是出于无知的, 应该没有罪啊, 神不会
are preaching out of ignorance. So if they're ignorant, then God probably shouldn't punish them, right? Because the responsibility is not upon them.
那我说啊,
but I told them that the Bible doesn't say so. It says here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
因为你不认识神啊, 不按照神的道理来行, 最后的结果就是灭亡。
Because if you don't know God, you don't know the commandments of God, then the end result is destruction.
虽然祭司啊, 先知有责任,
though the priests and prophets have responsibilities,
啊, 但是百姓也不能够说啊, 因为我无知啦, 啊, 所以我没有事啊。
But the people cannot make an excuse saying that I was ignorant, so I should not be destroyed.
所以自己的灭亡啊, 也是要负责任的。
So we need to be responsible to our own survival or destruction.
主耶稣曾经讲到说啊, 你们不要去绊倒人, 绊倒人的有祸了。
Jesus Christ says, do not stumble other people, for those who stumble others will be cursed.
当然我们去绊倒别人啊, 将来这个责任很重大。
Of course, if we are a stumbling block to others, this is a great punishment upon us.
但是因为我们的无知被绊倒, 我们自己也有责任嘛。
But if because of our ignorance, we are stumbled by others, we also have to bear the responsibility.
我们灭亡了, 我们不能没有办法把这个责任推给别人的。
Our end destruction cannot be blamed on any other.
啊, 本来这个祭司啊, 他要做神的仆人。
Originally, priests are to become the servants of God.
要代替百姓来献祭给神。
And they are to offer the sacrifices on behalf of the people.
因为献祭是神主是古圣徒啊, 啊, 他们能够消罪除灾的方法。
Because sacrifices was the method in which God instructed the old saints how to atone for sins.
因为人没有罪没有办法来到神面前。
Because with sin, man cannot approach God.
所以必须要借着 献祭来除罪,
so it required sin to atone for it required sacrifice.
It
required sacrifice to atone for sins to reconcile the relationship.
所以在旧约时代啊, 都透过族长, 后来透过祭司啊, 来替百姓献祭赎罪。
So in the Old Testament, it required the priest to atone for people's sins.
但是献祭, 这个祭司另外一个责任啊, 就是教导百姓律法。
And the other requirement of the priest is to teach the people the law of God.
所以在马拉基书第二章第七节里面
So in Malachi chapter 3 verse 7
It
says that the priests of God should often have the words of God on their lips. Because the people of God will receive teaching from their mouth. But the priests of Hosea's time had not fulfilled this responsibility at all.
因为他们没有办法真正把律法交来百姓。
Because they could not faithfully teach the law of God to the people.
所以百姓犯罪走迷了路啊，这个祭司要负很大的责任。
So for the Israelites to go astray, the priests definitely have a big responsibility.
所以神在这里说啊，你弃掉诸事，我就要弃掉你。
So that's why the Lord says here, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you.
你忘掉神的律法，我就忘掉你的儿女。
Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children.
啊，这是祭司啊，没有尽到责任。
So this is the priests who have not fulfilled their responsibility.
啊，再来说，祭司越多啊，越得罪神。
And here it also says, the more the priests increased, the more they sinned.
因为他们吃我民的赎罪祭，但是满心厌恶我的百姓犯罪。
Verse 8, because they eat up the sin of my people and they set their heart on iniquity.
百姓要献五种祭啊。
The people have to offer, can offer five types of offerings.
啊，当然这个平安祭最好。
So the peace offering is the best.
不是献给神啊，啊，其他的献祭的人跟那个祭司啊，大家一起享用。
Because the peace offering, one part is given to God, but the other part can be enjoyed by the priest and the person.
另外有一种赎罪祭。
And then there's also a sin offering.
啊，这个百姓知道自己犯罪了，啊，你就要把祭物带到祭司那里。
If the people knew they sinned against God, they need to bring the object of sacrifice to the priest.
有的是比较重的罪，祭司跟会众犯罪。
These are the serious sins.
啊，他要杀牛。
And they will have, if it's serious sins, then they need burnt offerings.
啊，除了那个猪油献上以外，全牛啊都要拿到外面，整个把它烧掉了。
And the whole ox will be killed.
啊，如果一般的百姓犯罪，他们有时候献羊，啊，献其他的祭物。
For less serious sins, perhaps they wouldn't use an ox, but maybe a lamb.
啊，他一部分啊烧在祭坛里以后啊，其他的可以做祭司。的食物
and some of it will be sacrificed to God, but the remaining portion can be food for the priests.
啊，所以这些祭司啊，有的为着贪爱那些祭物。
So some of the priests were coveting these animals of sacrifice.
所以就祭物有时候就不检查啦，啊，残废的啦，瘸腿瞎眼的，通通拿来。
So sometimes they would accept animals that had blemished, they were crippled or were blind.
因为献越多啊，他得到越多。
Because the more that the people sacrifice, they receive more.
所以神就说啊，你们献这些东西谁要啊
？So the Lord says, if you sacrifice this to the God, who will want this?
你们拿去给你们的官长，他都不要的，你怎么拿来给神
？If you give this animal to the officials of your land, they won't accept it. So how much
more will God accept? 所以你们越献祭啊，越得罪神。
So the more they sacrifice, the more they sin against God.
神说，我恨不得啊把圣殿的门把它关起来啊，免得你们在那边犯罪。
And God says, I'm about to close the doors of the temple so that you won't sin any longer.
啊，所以百姓啊，说这些祭司愿意百姓犯罪啊，他就可以多献一点东西，他得到一点利益。
And so the priests were greedy. They allowed the people to offer a lot more so they can have more themselves.
所以神就谴责这些啊不尽责的祭司啊。
So here.God is accusing those priests who did not, who were greedy. Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.